Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dorn and Kraloth!
Please put me back in the hole.
Stop right now.
Are you a friend?
He did it for much longer than me.
3 months ago, I get you made a change. You wanted to put something down.
We'll just enjoy this little ride back.
Have you been down here a long time?
But you didn't ask, did you? You didn't try to understand.
No clue. Why are you here?
I'm sorry, Kraloth.
You're sure that is what you desire?
And Dorn, he was the reason I left my life behind.
There's only room for two in here.
Can't you get out of here?
I'll make it quick.
Oh, that was some joke.
There you are.
Welcome back to Dice Shame. This is episode 136, Black and White and Red All Over.
MVP this week is Ganonbort, who recommended Dice Shame to a friend saying that we had really good sound design, great combat, and party dynamic. Thanks, Ganonbort.
This episode deals with some extreme subject matter, including mentions of self-harm and suicide. A friendly reminder that content warnings are available in the show notes, and that Dice Shame deals with some mature and admittedly immature subjects at times. There are many resources out there, including suicidepreventionlifeline.org, that we encourage anyone and everyone to visit. Remember, you are loved, and we love you. Anyway, shall we?
Let's do this.
Yes!
Woohoo! I feel like it's been a minute since we checked in, guys. How is everyone doing today?
Oh, you know.
Oh, no. All of you?
Something to be said about mental health, right?
What is there to be said, Alex?
Well,
he doesn't have the words, but he just thinks someone should say something.
Something right. Is to be said.
Something must be said.
He's not saying he should be the someone.
Somebody say something.
Somebody should just say something. Alec not do word well.
Alec do word well.
Alec not do word well, but Alec try.
Yeah.
It's been a while since you checked in. Yeah. I think, though, it's not for lack of trying.
No, we constantly try
part?
To check in.
Yeah, you tried to check in and we're just not having.
I thought that was just the excuse to say we haven't done an intro in forever, so let's.
I don't want to talk about life. I want to.
Yeah.
I want to talk about gaming. Just jump into the game. I don't want to talk about my life.
Doran wants to talk.
Alex is having a conversation with himself right now.
What do you think?
Doran, are you okay? Right. You seem stressed, Doran.
I'm not stressed.
Today we've got Doran Ironfist, a renowned soldier from the Forgotten Realms, who's had a track record that some might say is not the greatest. Doran, how are you feeling right? Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, Rob. It's a lot to be here. Hey, shut up. I'm trying, okay?
He points to the audience.
I'll fucking kill you. I'll fucking kill you.
Doran's a heel.
Yeah.
Actually, I was surprised to find that Alex tweeted the other day.
No, Doran tweeted. He remembered he had our account. Doran. I realized I'm going to start using my Twitter more first person. I'm just going to start tweeting things out that Doran is
as yeah, Doran.
How long will that last? Let's take bets.
It lasted for two tweets, one of which is I have brothers, and the other one I forget, but it was equally as profound.
It was some he retweeted some other random DM that none of us have contact with for any other reason than I guess they're just a DM.
Good.
And you quoted them and responded to them about something. It was great.
I'm
going to
look
it.
Him up right now.
That was wonderful.
That's pretty good.
It's funny, though, because I saw Rob. I posted about it in the Discord, and then Rob almost simultaneously did. And I was like, no, don't mention it to Alex because it'll scare him.
He's
like,
what had happened is I'd taken the screenshot about a half an hour earlier and then got distracted. Mm-hmm. And then you posted it. And I was like, oh, fuck, I had that screenshot. I was going to post it, but you beat me to it
because and I didn't want to, but you can't confront Alex with it. He's like a little chipmunk. He'd just run back into hiding the minute you were like, hey, are you tweeting? He'd be like, what? No. And then he would never tweet
and
again.
Here we are. Let me ask you, Alan.
Alan?
Let me ask you. It's a mix between Alex and Doran.
Alan, Jeff.
You say, I had brothers, you know? Like, you're accusing someone of... It's like the second part of a conversation.
Weirdly hostile.
There's so many layers to this.
I had brothers, you know?
Imagine Doran with a smartphone.
Oh, my God.
The kinds of things he would be looking up at all times.
Constantly asking Jack how to work it.
How can our eyes be real if we can't see them in mirrors?
I do wonder if Doran would be a doom scroller. Like, if he would just be glued to it, just taking in all of the like news of the day. Giants got another one.
Doran would be a conspiracy theorist. Well, it's got to be true, Jack. No, look, it says right here.
Yeah. Who's the
got horse tranquilizer?
Who's the source for that, though? Who paid for that tweet?
Doesn't matter, Jack. It says it. They wouldn't lie about this stuff. It's real.
Oh, God, I think I know that person. Guy. That wasn't exactly Doran's voice. That was like the guy from work. It doesn't matter where you work.
Oh, no.
The guy from work is there with that voice.
That guy.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like Doran would be a nicer version of that guy. Like, I don't think he'd be
which
just,
guy?
Yeah.
You know,
the guy from work.
Yeah.
The guy from work.
You know the guy. Alex is that guy.
It would be tempered with, hey, Jack, how do I send an emoji?
What are you trying to send?
I don't know. It's like an eggplant. Someone sent me an eggplant. What do I send back?
Naughtygoblins.com.
He's just sending.
Hey, Doran, let me borrow your phone. Okay, but don't swipe left. I have pictures on there you don't want to see.
There's just like 85 pictures of an axe, the same picture over and over.
No, it's the axe leaning against a tree with like different angles and like different filters, just pictures of his axe.
Oh,
it's
Oh,
that was a really good one.
Or it's just selfies with the axe. It's like me and Orc Splitter. Here we are at.
I like that.
Here we are at Niagara
Instagram.
Falls.
Yeah.
Niagara Falls. That's good.
Yeah, of Faerun.
It's a good point. It's a good topic, you know, actually. So like, do you guys have Twitter accounts, right? Each of you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have one or two or more?
Oh, I have like four or five.
Oh, I have two.
Does anybody have like in character accounts?
Yes.
On social
media? I have one for Red.
Okay.
And then I have one for Malevolent. And then I managed the one for Dice Shame and Invictus, and then I have one for myself. So I guess five is like...
Yes. Twitter is great. But I think we should turn our attention to the world of Faerun. The crypt opens with Kraloth's spell of silence washing over you. And you each decide to descend into the darkness while the barbarians sleep all around you. What's your marching order, folks?
At this point, I think I would probably go first because I think without their armor, I probably have the best to be hit because I have an 18. Your ACs would be much, much lower.
Before we go down there, Kraloth is going to cast Aid as a level 4 and everybody's going to get 15 extra hit points to their maximum.
Cool.
Jack stows the Rod of the Vonundad back in the Bag of Holding and gets ready to go.
All right. Yeah, and Red will skulk down. He'll sneak down as well, but he'll take the lead.
You descend into the ground on this tight corridor, this staircase. Red, you're in the lead. You hear a strange voice from ahead of you down the staircase.
Tell me, is it night or day?
And Regis holds up a hand to not say anything. And he like puts it to his lips. And he points at Jack and then points to his own head. Let's send a message. He knows this look. You know, kind of like...
I don't have that spell anymore.
Oh, you fuck.
I haven't had it for like 5 levels.
Fair enough.
He can write a long-ass letter.
I could, man. I know what Jack would say.
Is Jack like nodding?
Yeah, he's nodding. He's got a thought.
Then Red like kind of holds his hands up as if to say, okay, have at it. And takes like a half step back and then, you know, points for Jack to say something.
It depends where in the world you're standing. Who's asking?
And what season is it?
I mean, it's pretty cold outside, but...
So trepidatious.
Yeah.
Beware, my friends. Step lightly, lest you not return to the surface.
Are you a friend? Kraloth speaks out of turn.
I don't know what I am.
Well, maybe we can help you find out. Who are you?
Come closer and see.
All right. And Kraloth takes a brazen step forward.
Red tries to stop you, but I think there's like a sickly curiosity in Red too. He kind of like half steps forward to be like, but then he's like, wow. If anyone's going to do it, it's the guy who's going to get back up.
That's fair. That's fair. Kraloth, you proceed down.
Yeah, I move forward and I pull out my mace, which shines light all around me, and I pull up my glasses, my goggles, and I say, show yourself.
As you take a few more steps down these stairs, the light from your mace illuminates the head and shoulders of a creature that emerges from the stone wall to your left. It's hunched and hanging in misery. The creature's skin is gray and dusty looking, but when it turns its head and its gaze catches your face, you find yourself staring into eyes as shiny and polished as gems, deep and red and unblinking like rubies. The expression is a mask of misery.
There you are.
Creepy.
Hello there. Have you been down here a long time?
Yes.
Well, it's nice to meet you. My name is Kraloth. Back there is Red, Jack, Doran. And we're hoping you can help us find something, but I'm curious, what's your name? What's your story?
Many years ago, I entered this cavern to retrieve any valuables kept here. Barbarian tribes such as these do often raid and kill merchant caravans, and I was in need, as I'm certain you also are. I'm stealthy, but not stealthy enough by far. And as punishment, I was melded into the rock here in the deep place. It's misery. I suspect it is the same magic that keeps me from starvation and losing my mind from loneliness. I tell myself stories to keep the time. Would you like to hear one?
Yes, please.
Come closer.
And Kraloth, seemingly completely unafraid, steps closer to this sad being against the wall.
It looks deeply into your face, its unblinking, featureless red eyes shining in the mace light.
An elderly woman on her deathbed called for her 3 daughters to tend her illness, but they lived so far flung that by the time they arrived, there was just a little time left. She told her daughters to fetch her a gourd, one of a variety that only grew down in the valley. On their way to fetch the gourd, the daughters dredged up old quarrels from the years, revisited their differences, and found that they had grown apart to such an extent that no true binds between them existed, except for their shared blood. So bitterly they quarreled that the road on which they walked grew weary of the conflict. It revolted curling away from the pastoral valley, shuddering, quaking, and growing, stretching into a strange new forest. And they ended up hopelessly lost. They were unable to complete even a simple request because their perceived differences had transformed into the landscape and changed it forever. The elderly woman died alone in her home, comforted only by the memories of her progeny, as they had been when they were children, united and innocent. Do you like my story?
Yes,
Red says for the first time, like at the far end of the hall.
It echoes down, reaching this creature, who just stares up at you in misery.
It's a story about strife between people who have a duty to get along and a duty to perform, but their individual differences don't allow them to work together.
Yes. I have a request, please.
Name it.
Call it a favor. I've been here in the dark for so long. Please kill me.
You're sure that is what you desire?
Above all.
Death doesn't bring about peace all the time.
What do you mean?
You know, we could just set you free. I mean, can't you get out of here?
The creature just shakes its head.
I mean, it's been stuck down here so long. I mean, we don't want to get stuck either. But, and you want to get out. Why not just leave with us?
I'm not sure that's possible.
I think Red walks forward and stands beside Kraloth. Why did you tell us that story?
I have many stories. And I think some people need to hear stories.
Why did you think we needed to hear that one?
Call it intuition.
If she wants to die, she should be allowed to die.
No! It isn't the only way. Death isn't the only answer, even if you are suffering greatly. Yeah.
It's not about being the only answer. It's about being her choice. Do you really want to die?
The creature seems to gain a little bit of strength from your question.
Yes.
Then it doesn't matter what we think, or what we could offer, or even how you feel about it, Kraloth. She has every right to end her life, and I'd be happy to do it for her.
Yeah, figures.
What?
Nothing.
No, you just said figures.
No, let's not start a quarrel right here. And
you're pretty practiced at it, I guess.
Practiced at what? Killing someone?
The slightest provocation, ready to drop of a hat. Somebody asks, you're there.
And you think that brings me pleasure, that ending
this? I have no idea. I have no idea what it brings you. I'm not even sure you know what it brings you. You're just a thing you're practiced at. That's all.
And that makes me a villain? It makes me bad?
I didn't say that.
Well, why did you say it? You clearly felt it necessary to say something in this moment when it's not about us.
Yep.
So what made that important for you to say? What made it so important that you just couldn't wait? There's something eating at you. Because I'm no more practiced a killer than Doran. He did it for much longer than me, but I guess in your eyes, the reason he did it was fine. And I'm no more practiced than the reason you hired me, which was to keep you safe from people who might want to do you harm. So really, it's just about what? You don't like where I'm being pointed? Who I'm attacking?
I just don't understand. Why? I don't understand you, Red. I don't understand you, and I'm trying to figure it out. You don't make any sense.
What do you want to understand, then? Ask. Because I thought we dealt with this last night at the fire, but clearly you didn't have enough to say then.
Guys, come on.
The only way I can rationalize it is that you are so divorced from your actions on anyone else in the world that taking a life is as easy as taking someone's art on the wall on the way out. Like, there's just no thought of the consequences of why or where or how that it would be so easy to hundreds of people just because someone asked you to. Like, I don't get it.
Why do you assume that? Why do you assume it was ever easy for me?
Because it doesn't make any other sense.
It only makes sense that it must be easy to kill someone for me? That's the only reason someone
could
be...
That you wouldn't think about it. You wouldn't think about the impact of your actions on anyone else.
I don't understand that the only way that you could see me being an assassin is because it must be easy for me to kill somebody? That because I did it, I'm remorseless about the deaths on me? Are you remorseless for those you've killed?
No, I don't like it one bit.
And yet, it's so easy for you to assume, for all you know of me, that all of those deaths underneath me were easy. That all of those deaths were just things I did.
I have no idea.
But you didn't ask, did you? You didn't try to understand. You made your judgment. You stood there as you've always stood there. Judging others. Judging that family back at Don Glow or whatever it's called now because of your action. Judging the others in your party for who they are and who they decide to be. But never for a second. Taking responsibility and saying, well, you know what? Maybe you need to stop judging people. If you claim to be someone who seeks knowledge and information, maybe you should start by learning about me before you move so quickly to judgment.
I've tried.
Have you?
There's not a single question answered. Not to me. That's fine. I get it. Oil and water. We got a thing to do.
No, you're not trying to find out, Jack. You stood there last night without a single question on your mouth because you've already made up your mind. Because if you really wanted to know, you would have asked last night. You would have said, but why, where, how, then.
Red, listen, sure. I don't care. We got to stop. I'm losing the thread in this tunnel. I don't want to yell surrounded by barbarians for the 10 minutes till that silent spell runs out and we're wasting our breath here. But I do want to know, like, I know why I'm here. Like, I could not go back to Waterdeep. I got that kind of rotten brain where I could try sleeping next to the man I love and he'd be a scarecrow and the bed would feel like glass and I'd have to get up in the middle of the night and try and solve a problem. But what's the fuck's going on with the Church of Lathander or some other mystery? I just need to know. I could not be comfortable. That's why I'm here. I got to figure out why some giant from the clouds had our name on his lips and said we were going to change the world. Why we're getting I couldn't stop. But I have no clue. Why are you here? What do you want from life? What is your, like, what? Why? Why are you doing this? What drives you here? Why don't you go try and be truthfully your daughter about who you are and build a life there? Why is this what you picked? 3 months ago, I get you made a change. You wanted to put something down. You made a friend, Doran. He's lovely. Why are we here now? What are you doing here? Why?
Hold on. Why am I here?
Yeah. What moves you?
The same reason that you're here. You just said it. We are not friends or family. We've all been stuck in this boat together. And frankly, Jack, I agree with what you're saying. And you have all these connections to the real world. And honestly, I question the same thing about you. Because the truth is, I like Kraloth and I like Doran, and the three of us tend to get along. But if you have such a problem with us, with his religion and my past, and hell, you've had your share of outs with Doran, then why are you here? Because if it wasn't for the Ordning, I don't think you would be.
Yeah.
Kraloth and I were friends before all this. And Doran, he was the reason I left my life behind. You've said so many times that you don't want to be here. How many times, how many nights you've talked about being at home with Doran? Have you heard one of us say we wish we were somewhere else? I think you're projecting. I think you're asking yourself, really. Because you're the only one here that wishes he were anywhere else. Anyway, I guess we'll all think about that then.
I guess if you got nothing else to lose, why would you pick this? That's what I...
Doran, myself, and Kraloth literally all have nothing else to lose. You're the only one with everything. I think you should consider your own question, Jack, because honestly, you don't want to be here. You really don't.
Well, I don't want to, but I don't have a choice. That's my point. I couldn't not.
Look, it doesn't matter.
Gentlemen, stop right now. Listen, we do have a lot that we have to discuss, but now is not the time or the place to do it. Let's pull ourselves together here and focus on what we're doing. We came here for a mission and for a task. Let's do that. And quite honestly, let's put this person out of their misery. I it's sad enough that they've been stuck down here for years. They can't do it themselves. God. But I mean, they've asked. It would be dishonorable to reject that request.
I agree.
I'm sorry, Kraloth.
No, it's fine.
I'll make it quick. And he draws his sylvan dagger, walks up, and draws the blade across the creature's neck.
And as you do, Red, instead of killing the creature, Red, your dagger slides through its neck, and then it evaporates, dissolves into air, an illusion.
Huh. Oh, what the hell?
Well, yeah. That was some joke.
I think the horn's this way.
A lot of wasted time, wasted conversation down here.
Well, it's never wasted conversation, I guess. I mean, it's not like we're using up speaking slots every time we talk.
Free action, I think.
The stairs continue down into a small chamber. And as you descend, you see that there are some items in this chamber. Some skeletal remains, some stone jars, and a tusk.
It looks like what we're looking for. Red throws the portable hole in the wall.
Let's take a look at it quick, just to get a sense of it.
Now, it doesn't look like we're all going to be able to fit in the hole after we leave, so...
Oh, true.
Rock, paper, scissors.
We're going to have to find another way
out. Don't put me back in the hole. No, don't put me back in the hole. No.
Please put me back in the hole. Please put me back in the hole.
The tusk is probably from a mammoth, and it's been engraved with images of giants battling dragons along its length. It seems to be cracked irreparably, ancient. Probably weighs at least 200, 250 pounds.
Even the one we were riding the other day didn't have a tusk like this. Wow.
Incredible.
That is something. Holy moly.
What else is in here? Incredible. What else is in here? Kraloff looks around at all the other stuff that's in here. Is there anything glowing?
Nothing's glowing. Nope.
No, right.
But you got some stone jars and some skeletal remains.
Cool jars, though. You could put a lot of spices in here.
I don't know if they're very clean, Kraloff. That one has a pigeon's eyes.
Do you open it up?
No.
Red pulls out the cloth, throws it on the wall. All right, can someone help me carry this bad boy back into the hole?
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely.
I'll leave it to the two with the backs.
Yeah, here we go. Let's go, Doran.
On three. One. Two. Oh, three.
Oh, wait. Oh,
sorry.
I thought you were going to do three.
I did. I'm sorry.
All right.
The mammoth tusk disappears with a clatter into this hole, and it looks like there's just enough room for maybe two of you.
And in fact, like, we walk it in.
Yeah, we walk it in.
You know what?
Okay.
Oh. Why don't we just stay in here and you two carry us out.
I guess it wouldn't be fair of Red to
just close it
to
up.
Like, just like we're like talking in there. Yeah, that actually wasn't as heavy as I thought it was.
Anyway, so there's
only room for two in here.
I don't think there's enough room in this hole for all three of you. Maybe two. Who wants to go in and who wants to climb up with me?
Well, Kraloth sits in.
Well,
takes a bite of an apple.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where he's getting all these apples from.
He's always got an apple.
I don't bother to ask.
It's a weird magical power he's picked
except
up
for,
recently.
Can I have one of those apples?
I mean, he does have summoned food and water, doesn't he? Create food and
I
water.
I love the
he
idea that Doran climbs in it. And sits on Kraloff's lap and the two of them enjoy apples together.
Yeah, here, have a bite.
Here, oh, I'll hold here. It. You know, yeah. We'll just enjoy this little right. ride back.
Just like this.
And he pulls out his wine skin.
I think I pick up a corner of the hole and hand it to Red. As
whole corner?
Like you're folding a blanket together?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Red takes it sort of begrudgingly. Thanks. And folds it up with them inside.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Red starts walking back out.
Yeah, I mean, Jack's as carefully trying to follow every one of Red's footsteps to get out of here without, like, slipping up and fucking up now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you push that side? I'll push this side.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, I gotta close the altar back up.
Compared to the darkness of this tomb, The moonlight is almost dazzling, and no one seems to be awake yet. Your progress is unmarked by the barbarians.
Do you want me to help you down, or what are you? I can. I don't want to carry you.
No, no, just. But I could. Boost. I got it. Let's just.
10 feet, but okay, I'll go down first. Yeah.
Jack climbs down.
Okay, careful.
Climbs down onto his knees and like slides butt first down the side of the.
1d4 bludgeoning damage.
It's an icicle you bump.
It's a little bit padded. We're fine.
You did great. You did great. There's another climb down. Yeah, no, I'll beat you down there, I suppose.
I got it. We'll just get this.
Red's like awkwardly holding his hand out, but like retracting it, but like holding his hand out, like kind of like a toddler going down the slide. You know, you don't want to touch, but you also want them to be their own. I just want to make this sleeping down here.
All right. Quiet. Let's get up a rope.
And yeah, I think we move across the snow around the sleeping people to the bottom of the rope.
Mm-hmm.
So 250 feet up. You got this? You want to go first or second?
I better go first.
Right.
Maybe 10 feet off the ground, Jack like pauses for a minute to catch his breath and is like, just like that roof in Rassilantar. I never climbed this quiet.
Yeah. Yeah, Rassilantar.
And Red remembers that. That was the roof that Jack and him first repaired their big sever.
100-something episodes ago.
Yeah.
Still a little while.
I wish you had some pixie dust now, Red says as he climbs behind.
Yeah, the only pixie dust I have now makes a big noise, and that's not going to be good for this.
I feel like a little bit up, Red sort of says, you know, it's not easy. It wasn't easy. None of it. Just wanted to clarify, you know, you mentioned down there that, and I guess I never made it clear, but every one of the people that I, you know, killed, it just wasn't easy, okay? I felt them all.
There's a moment. Jack tries to like look back at you and also continue climbing up, and his hand misses the rope and he's thrown just enough off balance that his like top goes heavy off the one side, which swings the whole rope out, and he's like tumbling down, and he reaches out because he's sure Red's going to grab him. And like there's this moment I'm looking at you.
And Red grabs you instinctively, immediately, and heartily. One of those heroes, like where they grab by.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the movie Wrist Grab, yeah.
And panting. I got you, don't worry. I got you.
Thanks. And we climb the rest of the way up, and I think Jack sort of swings his ass onto the ground just above and like lays flat ass back on the earth for a second just to like feel solid ground underneath him.
And Red comes up too.
I guess I just assume everybody's got as much going on in their head as I do, and
No, I'm sorry. I should have told you all way sooner. We've been through enough that I should have known that this would come back, and it did in a stupid way. If we can't trust each other, then what do we have?
Not enough to get this done, that's for sure.
No, we don't. Look, Jack, I love you. You're a brother to me, and you always will be, and I think that's part of the reason why I was embarrassed by this, but you can always trust me.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate the reminder. I know I can get caught up in the trying to fit all the puzzle pieces together in my head of just everything that sometimes I make the deepest, darkest story up and can't help but see the forest for the trees.
Yeah.
Harlan and Rob, you guys both get inspiration.
Inspiring.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Good job.
Infernal puzzle box buddies.
Yeah, yeah, there's that shine in our eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We gotta get the boys. Don't get off.
They still got a minute.
Far too long.
What the hell are you guys doing out here, making snow angels?
Thank Thank you once again to our wonderful Patreon supporters, Christopher Ryan Evans, Alexander Reed, Merlin, Mitchell Cadwell, Michael and Brianna Weber, Brian Blass, Heather Nichols, Colin Burkhart, Daniel, Kara Smith Blass, Doug, Gray, Jackie and Rain, Creature, Stephen Lovett, Jessica Orrit, Jonah Goldman, Melanie Sheehan, Lars, and Mari Kaniski. See you soon!
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you want some of this wine?
Oh, yeah. Pass it over.
Yeah, here. Can I have another bite of your apple?
Yeah. I got plenty. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I heard that if you eat these apple seeds, then you'll grow a tree in your stomach.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, I thought so. That's why. I don't normally eat apples because I'm afraid of it. But you know, if you do grow an apple tree in your stomach, I think at the same time, you know, like that's kind of an advantage. I mean, you'd never be hungry again. You'd always have apples to eat. And they'd be in your stomach.
I mean, the odds are in my favor for growing one.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.